So this first meditation we're going to do, if you like, is level one of compassion practice. And we'll do this for probably about half an hour. Inviting you at the start of this sitting practice to really feel very deeply into your posture, into your body, sitting or lying here. So if you wish, feeling the points of contact, feeling the sensations of pressure and touch, sitting or lying here. Spending 3 or 4 minutes really feeling all the sensations that are present in your body right now. When we feel that we've had enough time to become aware of exactly how our bodies are feeling right now, we're allowing ourselves to become aware of our breathing. And if you wish, it's often helpful to become aware of the whole cycle of the breath. So just spending a few moments, a few minutes maybe, being aware of all the movements of the breathing, the pauses, the rests, the effort involved in breathing, sense of relaxation, flow of the air through the nostrils, all of the aspects of breathing. As we're breathing in awareness of our bodies, allowing ourselves to relax, release tension, come to rest as best we can. And perhaps we can come to rest, being aware of a specific part of our cycle of breathing, being aware of our bodies, our bodily sensations, allowing the body to come to rest, and then allowing the mind to come to rest with the body. this may seem a little bit more difficult. Our minds may be full of thoughts and all sorts of feelings, memories, all sorts of things may be there in our minds right now. Sometimes it helps to liken the activity of the mind to all of the sensations coming from the body. Sensations come and go in the body. Thoughts, feelings, emotions come and go in the mind. We learn to rest in awareness of our body. And we can learn to rest in awareness of our minds. So right now, that's all that there is. Just resting in this practice. Resting with the breath, bodily sensations, and with the activity of the mind. So even as we are sitting or lying here, doing our best to be relaxed and at rest, observing our bodies and our breath and our minds, there will inevitably be a lot of judgment going on. We will be judging our bodily sensations. We will be judging our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our memories, be, if you wish, expressing preference about our experience right now. Saying to ourselves that we would much rather things were one way than another. Perhaps even subliminally considering how much better life would be if we didn't have these thoughts or these feelings. If our body wasn't this way or that way. If we were only fitter or stronger, mentally or physically, things would be different, things would be better. Even the very act of coming to mindfulness classes, practicing meditation, carries with it a wish, a desire for things to be different. So our first level of compassion is actually simply to recognize that this is the way things are in being human. That actually being alive implies and carries with it a degree of suffering. And our acknowledgement of this is a first step on the way to becoming a fully compassionate person. This is the way things are for human beings. There is nothing unique or different about me. There is nothing that I have ever thought or done or felt or experienced that isn't shared by every other human being on this planet. No matter how difficult it may seem, acknowledging that, acknowledging that we are all the same, that we all suffer, that to a great extent this is just part of being alive, is a first step in learning to be compassionate. And so it's important to learn to come to rest with things exactly as they are for us right now. No matter how unacceptable that may be when we first practice. What I am experiencing right now is what it means to be me, to be human in this moment. Feeling the sensations of my body, feeling the breath flowing, noticing the thoughts and the processes of the mind. This is what it means to be human. This is what every other human being in this world experiences. And it seems so much easier to be kind and loving and compassionate towards other people that maybe realizing that we are all the same that everybody feels and experiences exactly the same things, we can just begin to be a little bit more loving and caring and compassionate towards ourselves. We are what we are. It is neither good nor bad. It's just about being human.